State Senator Bobby Marshall pushed for the panel earlier this year in response to the death of Amy Joyner Francis following an assault in a bathroom at Howard High and the shooting of another Howard student, Brandon Wingo, just blocks from the school. But Marshall says the group is looking beyond high-profile incidents as it seeks to create a safer day-to-day climate for learning. Capital School District Superintendent Dan Shelton agrees that's where the focus needs to be.
At every school district, there's significant disciplinary action, which often leads to removal of students that have the major incidents. That's not where the problem lies. The problem is in the lower level stuff. We need guidance counselors. We need family crisis therapists. We used to have more and more of these things, and they've been whittled back over the years. We need to bring them back in and bring them back further.
Shelton says lack of funds makes it difficult to add these resources and others, such as more school resource officers or school constables. Marshall is aware of that, which is why he wants the 23-member task force to have a report with recommendations ready by mid-October.
If we make recommendations and they have a price tag, that we have that information up front early to the current governor and the new incoming governor.
The committee, which consists of lawmakers, state and local education officials, and representatives from law enforcement, holds its first meeting next Wednesday in Delaware City. Tom Byrne, Delaware Public Media.